Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and love from the Lord Jesus. Amen. The text is from the first chapter of Ephesians, the following words. I pray also, this is Paul writing to the people in Ephesus, I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the age to come. This is the text. My dear brother and sister, this is totally over our heads. 2,000 years ago, Paul said he is far, not barely, not just above, but far above all rule and authority and dominion and power. And not only above every title that can be named now, but also in the age to come. And he was talking about 2019 in New Berlin. Not even today in the age to come, 2,000 years later, after Paul wrote this, can we come up with a power that even would be comparable to Christ? When God says that he is incomparable, then he is incomparable. And there is nothing known to you and me that could enable us to understand that. We talk about classic cars this Saturday. Oh, this car is really incredible. But look at that one. Even better. This finish is just perfect, but look at that one. Oh, not quite as perfect. So we compare things. We compare foods and other things in life. There is always a certain core of commonality. This chair is not as comfortable as that one. But both are still chairs. But God is a different league. Face it, you and I cannot understand God. He is above. So Paul drops the rules of good anatomy or anatomic knowledge, and he endows the heart with ophthalmoi, eyes. And he says, I pray that the ophthalmoi tis cardias, eyes of your heart. Well, the heart doesn't have eyes, but in Greek literature and philosophy, the heart is equivalent to life. Your life is your heart. With a heart, you can live. Without the heart, there is no life. Also, all of your dreams, your ambitions, your anxiety, all your thoughts, all your knowledge is stored in the heart. Paul draws on that type of literary figure to convey to them that in order for you to see God, you have to see him against the backdrop of your life. Oh, now it makes sense. The eyes of the heart are truly very penetrating because each one of us knows our past. We know what happened, what we have done. We know the ups and downs. We know every event, every marking event in our life. You don't forget that stuff. So you look at that and then you see the divine intervention in different moments. That is to have the eyes of the heart enlightened. They penetrate to the very essence of your existence. And that's beautiful, isn't it? You read in Psalm 139, your eyes saw my unformed body. When I was a baby, unformed yet in my mother's womb, God's eyes were on me. And then Moses at the end of his life said, "Oh Lord, our times are in your hands." Oh, that's beautiful. That excludes, that carries away all thought of worry, of anxiety about the tomorrow in my life here and now. Why? Because it is all in God's hands, in that great power of God. So it is totally appropriate that through this biblical passage, they will learn about the right hand of God, the power of God. The right hand is always associated with favor, with goodness, with blessing. The right hand of God, Luther said, is the church in the world. But God has a left hand too, and that's the state. Pay your bills. Obey the laws. Better walk in line or else. The state, fist, but the right hand is open in blessing. The right hand gives. And you and I are the right hand of God in the world, because it says that He, Christ, is the head of His body, and you and I are the body of Christ. What a privilege to be one with Him, our head, and He sits at the right hand of the Father, and from there He rules the whole world. In another place, Paul said that God put everything under His feet. Yes, He did. And then Christ says, "Behold, I am making everything new." He recreates heaven and earth, and He recreates you and me. Then He brings us together with them. Hindsight, we say, is always perfect. It's always 20/20, because there is no doubt we can see what happened back there, but we cannot see what will happen in the future. But I dare to say that the eyes of faith that see the future in God's hands see better and clearer and more precisely than hindsight 20/20. Because hindsight is based on our memory of things. And that can slip now and then. As you who are my age or older already are noticing in your life, things are no longer as clear as they used to be. Names that we don't repeat often don't come to the surface of the cortex so quickly. Hindsight in this world may be 20/20 for most stuff, but in spiritual matters, the eyes of faith see farther. The power that God gave to Christ has no comparison here. He is not like a general that sits at his desk and has 20 lines barking out orders. He is with us. This is not figurative. Take, eat. This is my body. Take, drink. This is my blood. This is real. He doesn't say this symbolizes or this represents. He says, take, eat. This is. And through His body and blood, He strengthens us inside. He nourishes our faith. He calms the fears, because He takes away punishment. Punishment is the payment for sin. He forgives sins. He says, given and shed for the forgiveness of sins. It's plain grace. You see, we are members of his body by the grace of this incomparable great power. Because this divine power is activated and directed at saving every sinner. There is not one that Christ will not forgive that comes to him with the request, forgive me, forgive my sin. Christ, during his ministry here on earth, in conference learned that, held three offices. He was first prophet, then priest, and then king. As prophet, he told us about God the Father, about God's loving purposes towards us. He identified the Godhead, the triune God, to us. Prophet, one that teaches, one that speaks in the stead of God. We went through that not long ago. Prophetes is one that projects the sound, the voice of God. Christ projected the voice of God, prophet. As a priest, he didn't come and offer incense or a sacrifice of a bull or any other animal for our sins. He offered himself. For that reason, that sacrifice no longer needs to be repeated. It paid for the sins of the whole world, past, present, and future. That's how powerful the Lamb of God without stain that was conceived by the Holy Spirit through the Virgin Mary was. That's how powerful and perfect and effective he is. The priest, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. You and I are the work. And he is king. And that is so important for us, to live in a world where we are very limited, but to know that he is in charge and that he rules, that he is king. He is my king. Him I serve. Him I love, because he first loved me. And this king is absolute and supreme. Solomon said, there is nothing new under the sun, but this king is above the sun, and he comes from above the sun and interferes with what's happening under the sun. And he creates everything new, a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness. He is our head, and we are his extensions. We are the masks of God. When the world looks at us, they ought to see God. And when we act, we are the hands of God. And when we go and proclaim the gospel, we are the feet and the voice of God. It's beautiful how that happens. The church on earth, governed not by its pastor, not by a council or the board of elders, but by God himself, from heaven. The Son of God is my Lord and King, and he shall reign forever and ever. In his kingdom, things happen and go according to his rule. Nothing escapes his eyes and his knowledge. As the body of Christ, you and I execute his orders. We got his orders that we are witnesses of these things, and that as he was sent by the Father into the world, he is sending us. So let's go. We got our orders. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The peace of God, which is greater than all human understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Let us